Hey, guess what? This is the last video. We're gonna cover the remove friend option. When I press remove friend, we want a new window to come down here and give us the option to remove friend if we don't like that person anymore. Okay, now to get that button to say remove friend when two people are already friends and one person goes to another's profile, you want that button to say remove friend so they have that option. So to get that to work, I initialize a new variable here called friend link. And the section on the page where I'm working on profile.php, this is profile.php, in this section is where, I think in video, the friend system tutorial series video 3 or 4 maybe even 2, we set up this section to evaluate what content to place in the member interaction box. Would I remember that? Yes, you do. If you don't, go check. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. And then, all I did was add some SQL here. And then, we're echoing out friend link instead of... Remember we had two links right here that were very similar? One said private message, one said add friend. Now we're determining what this friend link is going to say, since we want it optional now. We don't want it to always say add as friend. We want it to now say remove friend if they happen to be friends. But if they're not friends, we want it to say add as friend. So now let me show you here the code I put in place. And I had the SQL query the person who is logged in. And you'll notice I put it in the section of code that's the if condition for if the session ID is set and it does not equal the profile owner's ID. That means somebody else is logged in and they're looking at somebody else's profile. So this is where this code goes. And let me show it to you now. You can see it's about 8, 9 lines or 10 lines or whatever. And let me explain it to you. And I kind of separated with code comments here. Nice orange line there that matches up with that one there. This is the SQL query, the friend array for the logged in viewer of this profile if it's not the owner. So we SQL array, we select the friend array from my members where ID equal the session ID, limit 1. Then we gather that friend array from the database. Once we have access to that string that is the friend array, we can explode it. Kaboom! Then we can check if this person is in that array already. So if the person that they're viewing the profile of is in this person's friend array, they're gonna get remove friend. You see that? Very nice. Else, they're not the friends yet, so they get add friend function there. You see? Toggle container, add friend. Toggle container, remove friend. And that's how it works, folks. So that's how I got it to display on the site, remove friend, when two people are actually friends already. They go to the site, they go to their friends page, they're gonna see remove friend link. Now let's go down here to the div interaction containers here. We're gonna put a new one. See this add friend? Let's just copy that. Control C. Let's put it right under that one. Why not? Remove friend. Very simple. Now let's just go into this little bit of code here and change the things we need to change here to make it a remove friend mechanism. Okay, so you can see I just quickly changed everything to make it to where, and even though the remove as friend function isn't even in the JavaScript yet, I changed everything in here to work as a remove as friend mechanism to where the session ID user is requesting to remove this friend from their friend array. Okay, here's the JavaScript function I just added. It's very much like this one here. I just kind of borrowed that same one. I changed a couple of things around. I just noticed that I had to change the name of that function to remove as friend, and this had to be remove friend loader. Okay, here's the code that takes care of removing both members from each other's arrays. From 117, line 117 to 140, takes care of getting both arrays out of the database. We query both arrays, and then right here, these two lines is where we're removing, see here? using string replace to remove each member ID from the other's array, that string. By the end of it, it removes both from each other's array string, and then it makes sure there's no weird commas, like double commas doubled up together after you remove an ID. You want to make sure there's no commas doubled up together. You want to make sure there's no commas in weird places within the array that gets thrown back into the database after removing them. That's what all this code does. And now we simply test. I'm going to go to my profile and I'm going to go to my friend list here. Okay, remove friend. Let's see if it works. Remove John Sean as your friend? Yes. You are no longer friends with this member. Let me go back to my profile. Let me check. He's gone and somebody else is there. And so that's how that works. Now the last thing we need is to show all friends. I'm just going to quickly make a page that when you go to it, you'll be able to click a link somewhere around the friends section or the friends display here. And it'll say view all. So I'm just going to make a page where when you press view all, and it'll be in the new version 1.32 source package. I won't show it in video. I'm just going to make a quick little page that's going to slice the array just like we did last time. Maybe slice it down to 50 and show up to 50 people for now until we do a pagination setup for the array. What we're going to have to do is on that page make sure that we paginate that array, because if somebody has 1,000 friends, you want that array to have pagination and not throw out all 1,000 people on the page at once. Okay, but pretty much that seals it up. That's how you can set up the basics of a friend system. And as we find bugs, because bugs do crop up all the time as people are testing and using the software, so as bugs crop up for this friend system, we're gonna try to get the fixes in place for them, and then bug fixes will be in the later releases. So once I put out version 1.32, all the bugs we find in 1.32 are going to be cured in 1.33. Did you get it? That's how it works, okay. This series is over. Now we're going to move on to stuff like private messaging, forums. And like I said, these systems aren't 100% ready to go live. They're not. This is an in-production website. The code isn't optimized, and there are bugs that do crop up. So you use it at your own risk. Peace, homie.